The three men were friends who met annually in the 1990s for an elk and venison feast at a cabin in northern Wisconsin. Those feasts often included deer and elk killed in western states where chronic wasting disease has been endemic for decades. Two of the men died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD, a disease caused by mutant proteins known as prions, similar to those that cause CWD in deer and mad cow disease in cattle. The third man died of a similar brain ailment known as PICS that is sometimes confused with CJD. State epidemiologist Jeff Davis says the state plans a full-scale investigation to determine whether these deaths indicate that the deer disease can pass to humans.
Given the fact that these individuals knew one another through events where those types of meats were consumed, there certainly is a suggestion that needs to be pursued further.
There are no proven cases of CWD making the leap from deer to human, but the disease has crossed the species barrier in the laboratory. Byron Coey is a researcher at the National Institutes of Health Lab in Montana. He succeeded in getting diseased deer proteins in a petri dish to convert human proteins to the toxic prion form. He says the cross-species infection is possible, but human proteins are less susceptible to the disease.
Tentatively, we would interpret the results to be an indication that CWD may have some potential to infect humans, but the process is likely to be much less efficient than CWD infections of deer and elk.
It wasn't until 1994 that British researchers proved that mad cow disease was infecting humans in England. Researchers here say it could take as long as 15 years to prove that prions from CWD-infected deer can do the same thing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.